Justin, what do you take out of this campaign overall?
Look, we'll get over the bitter disappointment of today first. I mean, it was just a really, really disappointing day for us. But it's been a really good campaign. Don't underestimate the injury to Usman Khawaja and Sean Marsh in that first 10 overs against South Africa. We fell 10 runs short of South Africa without one of our premier batsmen, who's been a really important part of the last 6 months and this World Cup. And then obviously Sean, he broke his arm 2 days before, so that put a bit of a dampener on our campaign. But overall it's been really good, hasn't it? We're on top until the last game, fell 10 runs short and then had a really poor game today, so very disappointing.
Does it expose the depth of Australia's talent though, that we can't back up losing one or two players?
Look, I think you took Jason Roy out of England's side and it made a big impact. You take your best players out of any team, whether it's cricket or AFL or rugby, or it's always hard when you lose your best players. So there's plenty of talent in Australian cricket, no doubt about that. We're seeing that in the Australian A stuff at the moment. I think we're going to play 24 guys in two Australian teams leading up to the Ashes. There's plenty of talent there. We just didn't play as well as we should have today.
Justin, when we brought in Peter Hanscombe, though, he didn't fire. And, there's been a big build-up about him.
Yeah, Pete came in for one game. He came into a World Cup semi-final, but he helped us win. He played really well in Australia. He helped us win an unbelievable series in India. He helped us win 5-0, and he was really, really unlucky. Then to have to come in to a World Cup having not played any of the games, it's a really tough ask on him, and it would have been for any of our players. So, but he's a really good player. He's just didn't go his way today.
Justin Glenn and Marcus failed to really get going for the entire tournament. I mean, how big of an impact did that have through the campaign, but then to sort of come home to roost in the semi-final a bit?
Yeah, they'll both be really disappointed with the whole World Cup, won't they? They're working really hard. They were giving it their best shot. They just had one of those sometimes when your confidence is down a bit, and it's not something you can just flick a switch and you're back and firing. You know, we picked the team today. We thought it was the best team that's going to be for the World Cup. They've helped us get to this point. They've still contributed. They were, I think, 3 and 4 in the fielding rankings. They've had little moments where they've had an impact. So, they'll be disappointed. There's a few guys who'll be a bit disappointed. There's been a lot more positives than negatives, I think.
Justin, you mentioned the Australia A game. How quickly, mate, do you turn your attention to August 1 right here?
Yeah, I've had my heart set on July 14 for probably 12 months. So we got to July 11. We fell a few days short, so that's disappointing. We would like to be there in 3 days' time. We'd rather be in England's dressing room now. It's always more fun winning than losing. But we have to turn to it now. We've known this is going to be unprecedented time in Australian cricket, World Cup and then Ashes. So we'll dust ourselves off, recharge our batteries. Probably 6 or 7 guys will be in the Ashes as well. Need to recharge and then start a whole new campaign. We'll take some lessons out of this, but it's another big campaign. Ashes is huge for Australian cricket, isn't it? So, and English cricket. So we'll dust ourselves off and be ready for that.
After the campaign, sorry, after spoke
about a lot of positives. What are those positives?
Oh, well, the very fact that over the last 6 months we've improved our ranking in one day international cricket. We were on top of the table before the last game. Some of our players, I think Alex Carey, magnificent. He was the Albert Jacker for us today, didn't he? We'll talk about that for a long time. He's been magnificent. Mitchell Starc's had a huge campaign. The way Steve and David have came back in. I think Aaron Finch's captaincy throughout has been excellent. Nathan Lyon did a good job coming in. And most of the guys contributed. So there's been... So when you're playing as well as we've been playing for 6 months now, there's plenty to draw on and move forward with.
Steve and Dave, magnificent campaigns, but they haven't faced a red ball in quite some time. How do they get up to speed, and are there any concerns that August 1 they won't be at the top of their game?
Yeah, hopefully they get up to speed like they did with the white ball. Yeah. You know, they're both absolute professionals. They're very talented players. They're great players, so they'll get back into that. Regardless of the colour of the ball, they're so professional, they'll be fine, I think.
Has Alex Carey done it?
Do you know who will open the batting on August 1?
Not yet. I think it's going to be some real competition. That's why we want to play the two Australian teams. And go back to your question about depth, is that what we know for so long in Australian cricket, there's been such cutthroat competition, and that's increased our depth. So to be able to play a game like that, and we won't select the Ashes until the day after that game, there's going to be real competition. So there's, if I was any of the guys in the Australian team, there's good opportunities for guys opening and batting in the top six, and you know, and the top bowlers as well.
Yeah, has Alex Carey done enough game to
Australia be Australia, right? How will you pick, right? Have you just settled on a formula there? Is it the old schoolyard system?
Yeah, we might have a bit of fun with it, but we'll wait and see. We've got a pretty good idea. We're getting close to working out who those guys will be, and then I'm not sure how we're going to pick the team yet. I'm not sure.
Has Alex Carey done enough to put himself into contention as a specialist batsman for the Ashes?
He played one Shield game last year and scored 100 at the SCG. But he's a terrific bloke. He has got a very, very bright future. He's the vice captain, having not played. That's an indication of how highly we rate him as a person and a cricketer. He's a terrific player. I mean, he's everything that you want as a coach. He gives it to you. You know, he works hard. He's a fantastic person. He's a very good player. So he's got, like I say, he's got a really bright future in the Australian cricket, whatever colour ball that is.
Justin, take the wins and losses out of the whole equation. Are you proud of the way that the team conducted themselves at this tournament? And do you think Australia won back a lot of respect here?
Well, we've been talking about it for 12 months, haven't we, about earning respect back, the way we behave on and off the field. I think the spirit of the World Cup's been brilliant. And I'd love to see that continue, actually. I've really enjoyed watching the spirit of how this World Cup's been played. I think we have. Yeah, well, hopefully we have. We can't judge that. We'll just keep behaving well. We talk about cultures, just behaviour, and hopefully we're doing the right things on and off the field. And if we do that, we'll do what we set out to do 12 or 14 months ago, is earn some respect back.
Justin, you mentioned how big a loss Usman was today. I mean, have you thought about alternate number threes for the Ashes as well, if he's
hopefully
missing?
Hopefully he'll be okay. I think it was a mild hamstring strain. Yeah. So hopefully it'll be okay, but there's some again, like the openers, there's some good contenders, so we'll work through that. But he was a big loss. We picked him, and believe it or not, we picked him specifically for days like today when it was hard. You lose an early wicket, you want that number three, your test number three, you can score hundreds. We didn't have him today, but that's all part and parcel. We got beaten by a much better team today. A few people were laughing about it, but I've said from day one they're the favourites to win the tournament. They should be. They're a great cricket team, and they were better than us today. We were disappointing, but they were better than us today. So, and that's okay.
Jaylon,
you want to be winning all the time, but we got beaten by a better team today.
And are you concerned at all about the fact that Smith and Warner have redeemed themselves on the field? In fact, their cricketing is concerned, but there's still huge question marks about what happened in South Africa, and that they haven't been addressed, and it may come back.
Oh, they've been addressed. Oh my gosh, they have been addressed big time. Well, they had a 12-month ban for one.
Yes, and, but they and haven't explained what went on.
Within our group, it's been addressed. So, it's been addressed. Trust me, it's been addressed.
But you don't think it'll come back to bite them?
No, what do you mean?
Well, if they suddenly reveal information that happened, or other people reveal what happened.
Oh, I think there's been a lot said about what happened in South Africa. So, we are honestly, I think, moving in the right direction. Hopefully we're showing that way. The boys have both shown that by their behaviours. Not just for the bat, I think they've been really good ambassadors on and off the field. You know, they've been good people on and off the field, and I'm proud of them for that. So what's happened in the past, I mean, we all make mistakes. They made some mistakes. Hopefully they're redeeming themselves.
How excited are you over your fast bowlers, Justin? It seems like you've got all of them fit.
Yeah, it's nice to have them all fit. I thought Jason backed the guys up really well. We've got some, for the Ashes, we've got a number of very good players who are up and running, which is good. Jai Richardson, who's a very exciting talent. He'll come back into the fold at some stage. So we've got lots of bowling talent in Australia. The key is to keep them fit and healthy, and if we do that, we'll always be competitive.
Jay, what's more dangerous, mate? I know there's a lot of players from England that don't play both formats, but what's more dangerous, an English team that's won a World Cup on a high going to the Ashes, or an English team that's lost a World Cup final determined to make a point in the Ashes?
Time will tell, won't it? They're very different games. England have been, you know, brilliant in the white ball game. They've been pretty good in the Test cricket, but Time will tell with it.
Just one more, Jay. In terms of the one-day setup, England had this four-year plan. It's got them to the final. Do you need to look at that now? Do you start to peel it back and start again for the next World Cup and maybe say to a couple of players, OK, you're not part of the next cycle?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the big turnabout, I think, in our fortunes over the last 6 months is that we got really clear with what our plan was, the way we're going to play until this World Cup. And I mentioned the press conference the other day that's one of the things that David Willey told me, that they'd almost set 4 years ago, this is how the squad we're going to stick with. They obviously made a few little changes along the way, but you build up for that. But you know, we've got lots of other really good competitions and goals to achieve with white ball cricket, T20 cricket, there's a World Cup coming up, and obviously Test cricket. So we're coming from a certain level and we're making some improvements, but we've still got plenty of improvements to make.